This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
In Japan, one man has been arrested for allegedly stabbing 8 people and wounding several others with what authorities think was bleach at a tire factory today. Police say the suspect, a 38-year-old man, was arrested for alleged attempted murder. There's no word on a motive. Japan has strict gun control laws and violent crimes are rare, but there have been a number of high-profile knife attacks in recent years. Exposure to air pollution during pregnancy could raise the risk of low birth weight. That's according to new research. And certain periods of pregnancy may be especially sensitive. NPR's Jonathan Lambert has more.
Air pollution can cause all sorts of problems, from aggravating asthma to increasing risk of stroke. Researchers have also found that air pollution can lower birth weight, which can cause problems for newborns. But it was unclear whether there were certain windows of pregnancy that matter to a developing fetus. A team of researchers combined localized measurements of air pollution across the United States with birth weight data for over 16,000 mother-newborn pairs. In the journal JAMA Network Open, researchers report that higher air pollution was associated with lower birth weight. Exposure during early pregnancy, especially the first 5 weeks, had an even greater impact. Male newborns were slightly more susceptible to the effects of pollution than female newborns. Jonathan Lambert, NPR News.
On Wall Street, it was a holiday-shortened trading week, and by the closing bell today, the Dow was down 20 points. The Nasdaq also down 20 points. The S&P 500 down 2. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Cy Sims Foundation. Since 1985, supporting advances in science, education, and the arts towards a fairer, more just, and civil society. More information is available at cysimsfoundation.org.
I'm Aisha Roscoe, host of Weekend Edition Sunday, where we're not just interested in what's going on in the world, but why it's happening and how. Details are important. So are different points of view.